This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Besides the obvious, you should be asking yourself, why gun control now? Now you say, well, Kevin, I mean, the leftists, that's what they do every single time something comes up where there's a shooting. Oh, no, it's bigger than that this time. Welcome, everybody. I just talked to you earlier about what's happening in Arizona. The wheels are coming off the wagon for the Democrats who cheated in the last election. Two arrests have been made. Many, many more will. Quote me, folks. Will be made. There was a Senate hearing just yesterday on the election cheating, the voter fraud, systematic, orchestrated, that went on in this country in order to shoehorn that old clown into office who has now got this country and the world at a state of war and in unbelievable turmoil. And you know what the Democrats are doing? We need to take away their guns because we are so red meat. They're not taking away our guns, man. Do I really need to go back through the litany of things that these people have done to us? We've got a Supreme Court justice who's a radical because of Joe Biden. Donald Trump would have put another justice in. We've got the big guy who is flaunting this in front of him, in front of America. His son, the crackhead, who is still, it's still being debated. I'll talk about this a little bit. It's still being debated. They're still spinning his laptop. He's got high-paid lawyers that are doing this. For the record, the two people who have now been taking plea deals had Democrat lawyers out the wazoo. These are people that can't afford a single attorney, much less two or three. They've had three attorneys, and you know what those suckers did? Those cheats, those lying scumbags and skanks, they decided to take a plea. And so everything you're going to be hearing about, this should be the biggest story out there, that they arrested these two people who have now admitted we're part of a criminal conspiracy. You barely hear their names. Well, we're going to be following it. And as I mentioned, have some bigger news that'll be coming up about this. I took a snapshot of what was going on in the news in terms of these people and their just incessant gun control nonsense. And here are a couple of the titles. Representative Allred on gun control. I am hopeful that we could find 10 GOP senators who can help us save lives. And then, same with representative, I have no faith on Texas state officials to act on gun reform. Let me tell you, I'm so sick of even discussing gun reform every time a shooting occurs. It would be like discussing cars every time a car wreck occurs, or a massive car wreck. How many times do we have massive car wrecks? It's pretty rare, right? But if every time we had one, oh my gosh, we shouldn't be driving around in cars. It's insanity. But they do it every time like clockwork. And this time, I get it. They must do it. They have to keep our eye off the ball, because any one of these stories would be huge. By the way, digging into these stories would be even bigger. You know what they're doing right now with Uvalde? Oh, the man who did, one of the teachers got shot. Her husband died of a broken heart. Oh, what was taken away from this little child? Did they do any of that reporting when that sorry butt Negro ran over all those white folks in Wisconsin? No, you haven't heard a single sob story, have you? You haven't had anybody talk about recovery. Can you imagine if a 4,000-pound vehicle ran over you? And you survived? Has anybody covered what, you know, the physical therapy and the emotional anguish these people are going through? Not a single story. What about Barack Obama? In the wake of this shooting, let us all take a moment to remember George Floyd. George Floyd? You want to remember George Floyd? A dope fiend who got himself killed because he was trying to pass a phony $20 bill? Yeah, that's top of mind for me. I don't know about you. Bill Burr, comedian, calls for psychological testing requirement for new gun purchases. Psychological testing. Look, I don't know where this kid got his guns that shot up the other. But here's what I do know. Overwhelmingly, people who buy guns legally are not bad citizens. They aren't the ones shooting up schools. And I can guarantee you this, the overwhelming crime that is committed in this country that the left want to ignore, why? Because it belongs to them, is done by people who have acquired illegal firearms. Going on, Trey Gowdy asks, when Americans will be, quote, resolved enough to stop the killing of school children? What does this title mean? Is this former Congressman Trey Gowdy saying that the gun is the fault? Let me tell you, in every one of these instances, in every problem that we talk about, and let me tell you something, people, use absolutes. Don't equivocate here. Every problem in this country is caused by leftism. Not some of them, not the majority. All of them are caused by leftism. You want to know why? Because these fools don't listen. These fools don't analyze what's going on. These fools have, I'm calling them fools, I'm calling them what they are. These fools don't have the logic and reasoning to take anything out to its logical conclusion. And this idea that you, every time we turn around, you should be asking yourself, and you know the answer, why is it that they are so hell-bent on taking away your gun? And you know why. Because once they get that, they will have complete control over you. Complete. Even our military won't mess with us right now. We are more powerful than the United States military, as long as we're armed. But the minute we give up our arms, it's over. It's over. I'm sick of leftism. I'm sick of always fighting the same things. I'm so sick of it because it's so easy to fix. And I know you're, oh, Kevin, you know, you're no guru. You're right. I'm no guru. But I know this. I could fix these problems. I could fix the problems of racism and sexism and all these other isms, anti-gun, climate deniers, whatever. I can fix them. Go to my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. We are already fixing a lot of these problems. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, here comes that vicious slap on the wrist. What am I talking about? What is Kevin Jackson thinking about to explain to you? Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, he got arrested. But hey, here's the thing. If you were married to Nancy Pelosi, wouldn't you look for easy ways out of that marriage? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Leftist women, and I use my finger quotes, certainly provide many examples of who not to involve oneself with. Look at Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I haven't listened to a single bit of this particular case, but I have had friends mention it. And I read that Depp sued Amber Heard for an article that she wrote about him in either the Washington Post or some magazine. He sued her for libel. Now, I have no idea what she wrote, but I know from friends who follow the case, I know, why would you bother, that Heard is a real piece of work, Amber Heard. I bet you she was overwhelmed that Johnny Depp had any interest in her, and she played it off or, well, I don't know, you know, typical flirtatious, you know, courtship, whatever. And she got him, and then from everything I've heard, she is a total skank, you know, put it in terms that I would use to describe her. That might get me banned from Fox News. Anyway, apparently Heard tried to pull an emotional abuse Blasey Ford in accusing Depp of having her in this horrible relationship, but it backfired. Now, frankly, I file this under don't know, don't care. Except this. I'm glad to see the hag movement get a kick in their newly formed gonads. So, hooray for Johnny Depp in standing up for men's rights, because it's long overdue, especially for the Hollywood crowd. But it is a cautionary tale for young men. Watch out. Pardon me. Watch out for leftist women. Learn how to spot them. There are lots of tells. So let me just give you an example. It could be worse than living with Nancy Pelosi. Hillary Clinton, for example. You know that Bill Clinton wants to bite his arm off every morning having to wake up next to that shrew. But believe it or not, it could be worse than Hillary Clinton. Joy Behar, for example. Yikes. And there are many, many other examples. Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Would you want to wake up next to that schnauzer? Or Whoopi Goldberg? Goodness gracious. Let me tell you, there are a whole crop of women, leftist women. I use my finger quotes in describing them as women, because I don't want to do a disservice to true women. But these leftist women, finger quoted version, will never have a man. Whoopi Goldberg will die manless. And by the way, for those of you who say, well, Kevin, so-and-so, she's married. She will die manless. There are no men over there. I'm just telling you, they may have a man. I'm using my finger quotes, but they don't have a man. Anyway, there are no shortage of leftist hags that men should know to avoid. Nevertheless, Pelosi sits atop this list for sure, and this is why I believe her husband got himself arrested in Napa. His crime suspicion of driving under the influence of Nancy is what I would have said. Officer, take me in, please, cuff me. Man, get me out of this. Supposedly, Nancy was on the East Coast. That's the best time to do it. That's the best time to escape when your persecutor is not there, right? Isn't that what they do? He had his bug out kit. Oh boy, had his passport. He had some stash cash. He was like, look, y'all put me away for a little while. Maybe she won't look here. I don't know what happened to this dude. According to TMZ, Paul Pelosi, 82, he's Biden's age, was booked on two counts for DUI in Napa. And I say he was arrested by members of the California Highway Patrol. But this is why the story intrigued me. Because CHP, California, all the jurisdictions have a way that they deal with stars. Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but like in big cities, especially like in California, New York, they have ways that they do notables. Now, it's not meant to be to like, you know, separate them from the masses, but it's meant that you can't also penalize them because of notoriety. So in other words, if Derek Jeter gets arrested in New York, it's a bigger deal than if Joe Blow gets arrested in New York. So they can't have this court of public opinion making
You know, I get it. I'm not trying to say that, you know, I don't think of it as a dual system of justice. If you say, look, we're going to bring him in through the back and all this, I get it. But that's when it ends, because then the elite system takes over. But here's what why I'm bringing up this. They have a special department for dealing with these notables, Holly weirdos, entertainers, prominent politicians, family members of prominent politicians, people like Paul Pelosi or Hunter Biden, etc. But Paul Pelosi, seems maybe to have opted out of keeping his name and his crime out of the media. Because either that happened, or this group said, you know what, we're sick of these Pelosis, and we're going to put them on Front Street. Either way, it's kind of bad news. Driving under the influence, blood content level of 0.08 or higher, typically a misdemeanor. They set his bail at $5,000, which of course is a chip shot for the Pelosi. That's like coffee money. But what drove him to drink? We know that what drove Pelosi to drink is his wife, because there's not enough money for any real man to put up with Nancy Pelosi. But the question for me was, why now? Pelosi's 82 years old. It is far past time for this man to have had an epiphany about Nancy. Now, regardless of the reason, though, that he drank and drove, I'm going to cut the man some slack, because I know who he's married to. Now, I'm going to say this. I thought about, when I was thinking about this story, I said, I bet, you know, he and Nancy throw back quite a bit, but I heard Nancy Pelosi doesn't drink. And then I saw these videos showing her drinking. They were slowed down. Don't be fooled by those videos. There's already enough to hold Nancy responsible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising gas prices are causing some states to take action. Drivers in New York will be seeing some relief starting today, with the gas tax holiday in the state now in effect. New York joins Connecticut, Georgia, Florida, and Maryland in an attempt to help drivers deal with record high prices at the pump. This woman telling CNN she's altering her summer plans due to the high gas prices.
I certainly have rethought some of my summer plans, both in flying and in driving. I won't do quick trips down to Florida to see family and stuff in the car.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.67 a gallon. The Atlantic hurricane season kicks off on Wednesday. NOAA is predicting 14 to 21 named storms this year. USA Radio News. New water restrictions are going into effect for the Golden State.
As most of Southern California is considered a desert, and water supplies and surrounding reservoirs are low, watering restrictions throughout parts of Southern California went into effect today. In Los Angeles, the water conservation measures approved by the LA City Council earlier this month restrict outdoor watering to 2 days per week based on your street address. All watering must be done outside of the hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you disobey lawmakers, your fine could be up to $600. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And I will tell you that what I can speak to now is that I have implemented all sorts of reforms that I've spoken about quite publicly, over 40 plus corrective measures that deal with a lot of the same issues that are at the heart of the underlying investigation. I completely turned over the entire leadership team in the FBI. We've taken disciplinary action where we could, but we've also been in close cooperation and coordination with Mr. Durham, who is the special counsel, and I think that's the best thing I can do to help address the concerns you're talking about.
That was FBI Director Chris Wray admitting that the FBI is tainted. He's fired the upper staff, etc. But, so he's implemented these reforms, but he hasn't really gone back to say, here's all the things that they did bad. In other words, if you had a bad cop, and he was planting evidence on people, and you found out in one case that he was planting evidence, what do? You've seen enough cop shows to know what they do, right? They go back and they look at all their cases. You think this guy's going to go back and look at everything that these people have done to the American people? The lies that they told? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. There's a new spin that the left wants to sell about Hunter Biden, because they're not going to go down without a fight. And when it comes to Hunter Biden's laptop, they have one serious fight on their hands, because the New York Times had to admit, oh yeah, all those Hunter laptop stories we told you guys about that we covered up for 18 months, it turns out it's true. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So it turns out it's true. Now, they have to overcome their repeated denials that the laptop was Russian misinformation. Joe Biden and his cohorts knew that the Democrats and everybody that was covering up for Hunter Biden, they blatantly lied about this. They knew all along that this laptop belonged to Hunter. We got a clip of Hunter actually saying, he got asked in an interview, is it your, I don't know if it's my laptop, I'm not sure, I really don't know. He knew. We also know Joe Biden blatantly lied when he said, I haven't had anything to do with my son's business dealings. I've got nothing to do with my son's business dealings. They know the dig is up. Everybody knows he had something to do with it. It was pay to get access to my dad. And my dad will get things going for you. Everybody knows this now. So with the lie exploding in their faces, they have to concoct another theory. And I saw this story in the New York Post. As Hunter Biden waits for the outcome of the Delaware criminal federal investigation into his taxes and overseas dealings to be made public, new allies are attempting to flip the script on the scandal of his infamous laptop. Kevin Morris, the generous Los Angeles entertainment lawyer who loaned Hunter more than $2 million to pay off his debts. By the way, this is a loan that Hunter will never repay. Mark my words. Hunter Biden will never be asked to repay this loan. And let me just tell you what's going on here. The reason why it was done as a loan is it has no tax implications for Hunter. It is an indefinite loan. All Hunter need do is pay a dollar. The guy can say, just pay me a dollar a year for the rest of your life, and we will consider this loan repaid. It is an income. It's non-taxable, etc. You get it? Anyway, they said this same guy, Kevin Morris, has launched a sensational public relations campaign to discredit the laptop and divert attention from its damning revelations of the Biden family's international influence peddling scheme. So this is a guy, Kevin Morris, who already knows the truth has been exposed. It is Hunter Biden's laptop. Even this crooked Christopher Wray run FBI has said, yep, it's Hunter Biden's laptop. But you know what, Holly Weirdos? This entertainment lawyer, he's saying, we can rewrite the script on this. We do not have to accept the truth. I find that just unbelievable. Kudos to these dudes. You know what's interesting to me, conservatives, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? When we have the truth, we don't protect it a fraction as good as leftists protect lies. We don't promote the truth one fraction as good as leftists promote lies. And you wonder how we don't win. Wow, man, this is amazing. I'm going to put in a plug. So we started this thing called Backstage Club. I don't know how you guys think about this show. I don't know what you think about me. You're listening. But here's what gets me. Backstage Club says, you know what, guys? We can do a lot if you'll support us routinely. Recurring donations, 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever. And there are people that have donated $1,000, for example, to me. And I got friends that have donated more. Bob and Carol, very generous. Albert is in the Hall of Fame. Just telling you, he's in the Hall of Fame. But here's the point. So they'll do this one-time donation, which is great. You know, I'm not decrying it by any stretch of the imagination. But what really guides us is when we know we have $3,500 bucks a month or whatever coming in, because that is what can run your organization. Not $3,500, I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? I'd rather know that I have $10 a month or even $5 a month coming in than $100 that comes in sporadically. Now you go, well, Kevin, you're losing money. No, I can plan when I know that it's coming in. But here's my point. We've got this thing. We launched it. And it just launched the other day, so I'm not going to get after anybody. And I'm never going to get after you for what you do with your money. But here's what I will tell you. If I was on the left, it would be loaded. Loaded. People going, heck yeah, I support that dude, man. He is crushing them. Those gun grabbers, those climate deniers, those racist, sexist, homophobes. They would be absolutely championing my cause. And let me tell you something. Doesn't work like that on the right. Sadly, it doesn't. This is political church, and people should be paying their tithes, because if voices like mine go away, you good luck replacing them. I'm not trying to tell you I'm the baddest dude on the block, but I'm one of them. Good luck replacing them. But let me tell you, these guys, Kevin Morris steps up $2 million to back a criminal. And now he wants to change the narrative. What do I come on this radio show and do every day? 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Some people hearing on the weekends. You know what I do every single day? I get up in the morning looking for truth. Even if it's something that hurts me, something that I go, well, I understand this or that. For example, you guys know my take on drugs. We may not agree, but I'll tell you, here is the truth, whether you like it or not. And I wouldn't come on this show trying to sell you a lie of any sort, even one that benefits me. I believe in my heart of hearts, we are one of the best organizations to fight the nonsense that's out there. I can't tell you how many people contact me. Kevin, will you come sit in our panel for this or that? And I go, no, I don't sit on panels to discuss problems. You want to talk solutions? Great. And by the way, if I'm going to be, I got asked to be a part of something with General Flynn. I said, unless I'm going to sit at the same seat as General Flynn, he can go do it himself. We're going to do outreach to minorities. Fine, General Flynn. Love you, man. But I don't need a white dude telling me how to do outreach to black folks or Latinos. You want me involved? I'm going to get a seat at the table. I'm no longer going to take a back seat. Anyway, moving on. Morris, 58, has assembled a team of 30 lawyers and investigators to help his friend Hunter. Can you imagine what it costs for him to have 30 lawyers and a team of investigators to, quote, blunt the impact of the Delaware probe? This was an article in CBS News, folks. This is not Kevin Jackson. Can you imagine needing a cover-up so badly that you must try to prove a story to be false, a story that is irrefutably true, and your whole raison d'etre, that's reason to be in French, is to not let Hunter and the Democrats take a hit, because that's exactly what would happen if you left this alone. They would be destroyed. But wait, you can't imagine it, because we already did it. Russian collusion by Trump, right? Democrats like Adam Schiff continue to push this lie. Debunked lie.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Joe Biden or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything.
There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine.
I want to point out there is no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
A bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
As you listen to that, do you sort of get an idea of how things get orchestrated by the left? Think about this, folks. All these fake media news outlets, all the hosts, all the guests, saying almost identically the same thing. If you believe that happened randomly, then you probably believe there was no cheating in the 2020 presidential election. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There had to be at least 15 different hosts. And by the way, that's just a snapshot. It was overwhelming, the number of people saying this BS. Unbelievable that they think they could get away with it. And the language of it is such that you know it's somebody issuing talking points. I remember 2 decades ago when I found out, I was like, how is all the media saying identically the same thing? There's somebody that puts it out there. And do you know these so-called journalists? They do no journalism. They read what's put in front of them, and that's it. They live in a bubble. You read it, you get your check. You don't read it, you're out. It's that simple. Did you hear Brian Stelter say, I read these memoirs of Hunter Biden. It's called Beautiful Things. It was breathtaking. Breathtaking lies by a scumbag. Do I really need to tell you what Hunter Biden does in his spare time? The drug abuse, prostitutes, sexual, human trafficking, the people that he hangs out with and the crimes that these people commit, his business partners. Anyway, back to the DOJ, which is what I wanted to talk about. Democrats touted 51 former intelligence officials vetted the story of Hunter Biden and this laptop. Now, I want to remind you, Democrats always tout others when they're selling their lies. Recall that Obama said that any reasonable scientist would conclude that climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind, and he often touted statistics to back up this nonsense. He would say things like, 97% of scientists believe in global climate change. And, of course, he's pulling it from between his butt cheeks because there are 97% of scientists who believe in climate change are the 97% who are being paid by the government to say that. There are people who will say or do whatever you ask them to do if you give them enough money. So, Democrats put a number, 51 former intelligence officers, in the spotlight. That number and their credentials would mean case closed. Done. Done deal. Everybody will remember this. 51. It wasn't 49. It wasn't 50. It was 51 former intelligence offices. Or office officials, rather. Now, that didn't close the case, as leftists hoped. And here's what the New York Post wrote about this. One of the most galling aspects of the Hunter Biden laptop saga is that 51 former intelligence officials who played such a critical role in suppressing the Post stories and giving Joe Biden cover before the 2020 election have never been brought to account. The dirty 51 lied by painting our stories as Russian disinformation in an October 19, 2020 letter they signed and delivered to Politico 5 days after the Post expose and 3 days before the final presidential debate of the election campaign. They used the institutional weight of their former roles to legitimize partisan political propaganda designed to smear the Post and everyone associated with the story, and dissuade the rest of the media from looking deeper into the laptop. The letter, titled Public Statement on Hunter Biden's Emails, and signed by former CIA directors John Brennan, Leo Panetta, Mike Hayden, former acting CIA director Michael Morell, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and other spooks claim the material on Hunter's hard drive, quote, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, although not one of them had seen it. I'm just telling you, that's how stuff works. These 51 former intelligence officers perform their due diligence to support the Democratic Party. Their mission was to provide credibility for the lie. And as we've learned from the Michael Sussman trial, that is the way Democrats operate. Hillary Clinton gave the go-ahead for her campaign to lie about Russian collusion on Trump. So I want you to understand this. The FBI, the FISA court, most of the Barack Obama Department of Justice essentially supported Hillary Clinton's lie, and that same Department of Justice, former members of it, and some that were still influential with the Department of Justice that was run by Obama, wrote this letter saying, we don't believe Hunter Biden's laptop, blah, 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 in support of another lie. But they want you to believe the government. They want you to believe the FDA. They want you to believe the WHO and the CDC. I know the WHO is not an American government body, but you get what I'm saying. They want you to believe the UN. All these people have your best interest in mind as they lie and cover up for each other. Now, there are some that say, that's what influenced the election. No, it isn't. Everybody knew Joe Biden was lying. Everybody knew that laptop was there. And Donald Trump kicked Joe Biden's bony, clownish butt. He kicked his butt in the election. They want you to believe it took that, that was what skewed it. No, it isn't. You already knew it. That's why 75 million people, 16 million more than earlier, had voted for Trump, said we will support him in 2020, and he won in a landslide, which is what we're proving right now. So for those that are still naysayers, every single thing that I've talked about over the last 2 years is bearing itself out. The election was rigged. Hunter Biden's laptop was a mere ruse to make the election results appear to be more plausible. If you believe the Hunter Biden laptop lie, then you certainly would accept the crooked results of the election. But here's what you don't need to expect. Democrats are not going to admit their lies. And when they are caught, and they will be, they already have been, they will offer no apology. The ends will justify the means. And as the Washington Post said, they never apologize or retracted their lies. In fact, the Post contacted the group in March, these 51 scoundrels, DOJ scoundrels. And Clapper doubled down. Clapper did, so did Brennan. They act as if their lies still are the truth. Remind you of anybody, Adam Schiff?
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.